RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
People ain't on it. Okay. You got five on it.
Should I wait for the beat to drop?
Yeah. I'm trying to think. Because, you know, Rod always come up with something. So this is a...
Trying to pay this man his respect.
This is an interesting one.
You know what I mean?
Ooh.
Okay. welcome back in. It's 11:41 here on the Midday Show. Mike Johnson filling in for Andy. You got Randy McMichael. This hour is brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. And it is time to welcome in Roddy Nabulsia from UGASports.com. He's on the Wade4.com hotline, Atlanta's Ford dealer. Roddy, I was just getting acquainted with the fact that you're allowed to pick your music. Now, I love that that was able to happen. Is there any reason whatsoever that you'd be willing to share that that was the tune that you wanted to be welcomed in with, man? Hope you're doing well today.
Well, aside from it being an iconic classic, I don't give people a lot of betting advice. I don't want to ever be responsible for somebody losing a house note or something like that. But if I had $5 to spend, I would spend it on the Georgia Bulldogs in this coming game, upcoming game against Ole Miss. Mainly because I cannot see any situation in which the Georgia Bulldogs give up 17 points in 54 seconds like they did last year. The fact that Gunnar Stockton is not making his first start, and the fact that I just cannot conceive of a Georgia defense giving up five straight touchdowns like they did to Ole Miss when the two met earlier this year. I could never see a Kirby Smart team doing it anyway, and the fact that Ole Miss was able to pull it off was mind-boggling earlier this year. But twice, I don't see that happening. So I'm just going to say, I bet this Sugar Bowl is different than last year's Sugar Bowl, and if you got $5, put it on that. I don't even know if that's a bet, if that's a possible bet, but right. if you can find it, get it.
Rod, how is it, because I'm like you, I went back last Saturday, because only a couple games on, so I went back and actually watched that game. How is this team different from that game because of what you said as far as giving up the five touchdowns and 17 points in however many seconds? I mean, as great as Georgia's offense was in that game, and they were great. Just talk about how this team is different than that game up there in Athens.
Well, I go back to the fact that the secondary was not good. They've gotten a lot better. DeMello Jones has come on. I used to have a weekly tweet about Elias Robinson giving up a pass interference call.
Yes.
You know, now it's a weekly tweet about him getting an interception. So yeah, that's night and day difference. Change of possession versus 15 yards and automatic first down. I'll take the first then. Also, if you look at the stats are not dramatically different when they played Ole Miss versus where they are now. Points per game, yards per pass allowed, running yards, scoring average. It's pretty close. And you're like, wait a minute, they look completely different. And they do. But when you dig a little deeper and you go, okay, let's look at quarterback pressures. Let's look at passes defended. Let's look at sacks, tackles for loss, missed tackles. All of those little deeper numbers really favor this Georgia defense. And, you know, we can get really excited to say the defense is playing much better than it did when they faced Ole Miss. But we also have to account for the fact that in that game against Ole Miss, Georgia did not punt.
Yeah.
They scored every time they touched the ball. And just like I can't see Georgia giving up five straight touchdowns. I can't see Georgia scoring every time it touches the ball. That's, I mean, that was an out-of-body experience by, you know, Gunnar Stockton, the offense, Mike Bobo, everybody that was involved with that. The fact that, you know, your punter doesn't never see the field, that's a rarity in this game. So they both play great, but Georgia's defense versus last year and, excuse me, the earlier meeting, and the fact that they are more dangerous for more spaces now. Georgia's passing game, its running game, its offensive line, even with Drew Bobo out, this is a nasty offensive line. And at some point this season, they've lost every offensive lineman.
Right.
But they've been able to plug and play new guys. Some guys have come back and gotten healthy. The offense is going to be legit, and they can take the team on the other side of the field and keep that offense off of the field. So you saw that with Alabama. You saw the change of possession, or time of possession, when Georgia faced Alabama a second time. I can see them doing their damnedest to keep Trinidad Chambliss on the sideline with long, boring drives where you just move down the field, come away with 3 or 7, and win the possession battle. And I don't think Georgia had the ability to do that early in the season. They tried, but there were just too many times where the defense would give up too quick and, you know, give up 7 points. And that's just not this Georgia team right now.
Yeah, Roddy, I think that's such a good point because obviously I'm a Bama guy, and like a lot of people wanted to point to Drew Bobo being out of that game in the SEC Championship. And I'm like, dude, I don't know that that's going to be, like, when we look back on it, that's going to be like the real hinge point here that you're thinking it's going to be. And I think you bring up a good point. I mean, I do remember from the first matchup with Ole Miss this year, but Georgia held the ball in the fourth quarter for like 13 minutes or something just insane like that. Trinidad Chambliss was like 1 of 10 passing in the fourth quarter for like 1 yard. I think they're – look, I've gone on record on this station multiple times. I'm a Bama guy, but I think Georgia wins the national title. I just think that they're too well-rounded. But if you were going to point out one thing and be honest, you know, with fans out there, what is there anything that's going on right now Georgia-wise that would kind of give you pause moving into this matchup and say, man, I hope that doesn't really play itself out?
Gabe Harris being out of this game possibly, that gives me concern. And, again, we can talk about all the improvements they've made and the guys that have filled in for other injured players. You know, it's always fun to say next man up, but when your next man up is, you know, not nearly as good as the guy that he's replacing, that is a cause for concern. And Gabe Harris and Quintavious Johnson, who were, I won't say non-existent earlier in the year, but you just didn't see a lot of sacks, didn't see a lot of pressure from those guys. They have matured well into the season, just like, you know, Ellis Robinson and DeMelo Jones and some of those guys on defense who are playing so much better. And with Gabe having turf toe, and that is such a hard thing to come back from. I mean, I'm not certain who's going to play opposite him. And when you have Charlie Weiss on the other side, he said, okay, I don't have as much pressure coming from that side, or we got a new guy over there. That I never want to put it to one guy being out, but that is, if I'm a Georgia fan right now, my first question when we get Glenn Schumann tomorrow at the press conference, we get to talk to the defensive coordinator. We're like, hey, who's filling in for Gabe, and how good is he, and are you comfortable with him, and who else could fill in after him? And I would just be peppering Glenn Schumann the questions about one guy being out. Also, Georgia's not a great team when it comes to turnovers. And when we saw last year, you know, the strip sack and the kick return for touchdown, I would feel a lot more comfortable with this Georgia team going into the playoffs if I knew that they had a positive turnover ratio. You know, at least 1 point in the game, 2 points in the game, they're going to force a fumble, they're going to get an interception, they're going to cause the other team to do something, and I just don't have that confidence in Georgia.
All right, we're looking at this game, and obviously, you know, we know about the loss of their head coach and everything like that. Georgia knew who they were going to play in the Sugar Bowl when the final brackets came out and all those different things.
Yeah.
If you had to take away one of the best things that Ole Miss does, would you prefer to take away Chambliss and his throwing ability, or Lacy and his ability to run the ball?
I would take away Lacy and his ability to run the ball, and that's probably dumb on my part, and that's why I'm not a coach. I'm an idiot journalist because I don't know football like those guys. But, I saw what Georgia did to a one-dimensional Alabama. You know, Mike, when the team can't run it, even though you've got a guy who can throw it and run it himself, right, as dangerous as Ty Simpson is, as dangerous as Trinidad Chambliss is, I think he's one of the best quarterbacks in college football. The guy gives defense coordinator's absolute nightmares. But if you take away, the perfect example, when Georgia was starting out early in the year and on first down, they were terrible on first down because it's a 50-50 proposition. Are they going to run it? Are they going to throw it? And if Georgia could stop the run or at least get a tie on that play, they could get them to second and eight or third and long. Well, then, the percentages of them throwing it go way up. And even though Georgia's secondary is bad, you could drop enough guys back to counteract the fact that your secondary is not good. So give me a one-dimensional Ole Miss team, and that pulls the fangs out of the indecision on the defense. The defense can work its pressure packages if they're not worried about the run.
Hanging out with Roddy Nabulsi, UGASports.com, talking all things Ole Miss versus Georgia coming up in the Sugar Bowl, which seems like it's been forever since Georgia's played.
Yes, it does.
Seems like it has been forever since that SEC championship. What is, when you talk about this offensive line, you mentioned Drew Bobo. That's a unit that I've really enjoyed watching, even with the youth they have across the board. What has kind of been the linchpin for them of really stepping up to the plate the last couple of times they've taken the field and pretty dominant performances for a group that I don't know that a lot of people thought very highly of coming into the year?
When we did our predictions on how the team was going to play out on July 1st, I said, this is a rebuilding year. This is not a reloading year for Kirby Smart. There's just way too many guys. You lost four offensive linemen who got drafted by the league. Four out of five offensive linemen are in the NFL. No team comes back from that with a better squad than it had. Well, they got a better squad than they had, and it kind of blows my mind. Dontrell Glover, the true freshman, Juan Gaston, another true freshman. We give them a lot of inches, on UGA Sports and, in the newspapers and all that stuff. Those guys get written about a lot. But the fact that Monroe Freeling, he'll have one bad block or one miss, and everybody will talk about that. But then he'll go out there and against Auburn on one leg and win SEC Player of the Week, Offensive Lineman of the Week. He is an absolute stud at left tackle. Ernest Green at right tackle has been lights out. Those two guards are tremendous. And then Micah Morris, one of the strongest guys, not only at Georgia, but in the SEC. And they started playing with a chip on their shoulder, and they just go out and dominate people. They're kind guys. We talk to them. They're great to talk to in interviews. But they're mean as hell on the field. So that has had a lot to do with it. They took the questions about their tenacity and their willingness, and they took it to heart. And now they are a very strong unit, and they're deep. And here's the thing. Most of those guys are coming back next year. So it's going to be they might all come back. So it could be a very good run for Georgia and Gunnar Stockton next year as well.
Hey, Rob, I want to get your opinion because I know we haven't had you on since the first round of playoff games. Your thoughts on the Alabama, Oklahoma, and also Miami getting out of College Station with a win.
I thought that Oklahoma really just crapped the bed. You're up 17-0 at home. You just can't go just fall apart. And give all the credit to Alabama. That is a team that, we talk about Georgia being hard to kill and the way they came back week after week after week. The question wasn't how far would Georgia fall back. It's how much would they overcome,
Right.
It wasn't will they win. It's just how hard are they going to have to fight. Alabama's been the same thing. They've been down a few times, and they have fought back. And now they got LT Overton back. Yeah, that's going to make that game a lot more interesting that he's healthy. And then the Miami winning at Texas Tech didn't shock me. I don't understand the game plan that Texas Tech was running there. No help on that offensive line, just letting the Miami defensive line tee off. Ohio State's not going to be that stupid, so it's going to be a little rougher game for them. I just don't see that. And good luck to Alabama facing Indiana. That's I know it sounds weird to say Indiana's the best team in college football, but if you look at them, they are really, really good. And a lot of us kind of want to say it's a flash in the pan, but those kids are playing out of their minds. They got a great defense, great offense. And in other words, Miami and Alabama won good games against dumb opponents, and now they're going to face somebody really talented.
I appreciate you being gentle there, Roddy, on my Crimson Tide.
Anytime, my friend, anytime.
Hey, that's Roddy Nabulsi, UGA Sports, man. Appreciate you hanging out with us this morning.
Appreciate you, Rod.
Hey, y'all take care.
Yeah, thanks, man. It is interesting to say, too, and we're going to get into it a little bit later in the show, but the Bama-Indiana matchup, Kurt Cignetti was our wide receiver coach at Bama when I was there with Nick, and unique character, man.
Is he a defensive guy, though?
No, he's an offensive guy.
Okay, I don't know. I thought he was a defensive guy.
I mean, think about this now. Like, Kurt Cignetti was the wide receiver coach for Julio Jones for 2 years. Maybe all 3 years that Julio was at Bama. And you want to talk about an interesting relationship. You've been around wide receiver coaches. Like Terry Rubisky.
We never thought of it. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You have to be a certain type of individual to deal with wideouts.
Yes.
And Kurt Cignetti, not that dude. They're just not that dude. Like, you feel like you're talking to us.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Statue half the time.
Really?
Oh, man. Like, the whole thing where it's like, Google me, I win.
Yes.
That's because I don't think he knew what else to say.
Just straight up.
I like the guy, but just as far as being a wide receiver coach, it's so unique.
That is a very interesting matchup.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I mean, it's very interesting. Why? Because I mean, I know we talked about it a little bit earlier this week, and obviously we'll talk more about it next week because the game is next week. But I think Alabama wins. I think Alabama wins. I think, you know, I don't know why. I think Alabama, it's just that, like Roddy was saying, it's something about that brand.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And Ty Simpson, I mean, Indiana's defense is really, really good.
Yeah.
They really, really are. But I think if they can protect Ty like they did the second half against Oklahoma.
It is strange because Indiana, we got to go to break. I know, you're waving at me. You gave me the 3 minute. But Indiana reminds me so much of, like, 2009 Alabama team that I played for.
Mm-hmm.
We weren't really explosive.
Right.
But we were just like, we're going to get 5 yards.
Right.
You know what I mean?
A hook or crook.
Ingram going to win the Heisman. Trent Richardson was his backup. Like, we're gonna get five. You know, trophy winner playing on my left.
You
in
were
in.
Were you, your team, y'all beat.
We beat Texas.
Beat Texas. That's when.
Yeah, Cole McCoy.
When Marcel Reese, like, knocked his whole right side off.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. If Cole didn't get injured.
Oh, my God. Whatever.
Man. I ain't going there with y'all.
Yeah, whatever.
We're going to come back in just a minute. We're going to go in the huddle, talk about some of these matchups. We also need to dive into some Atlanta Falcons. And I got a question for Randy. If you had to pick out a Christmas gift for Andy and give it to his wife to gift to him, what would it be? We'll talk about it on the other side of the break. Sports Radio, 92 on the game.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.